Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-host is Sam. Sam, are you here? Sam, have you gone? Oh no, Sam's gone. Well, it's just me, guys, and Steven's not here either. Now Sam's here. Something's just gone so majorly wrong. But yeah. All right. Well, today's topic is, what are we talking about? The new armadillo mob is now in Minecraft. I'm very excited for it. If you guys remember the mob vote. There we go. The mob vote was a little while ago. And we all voted for the mobs. And I forget which one I voted for. I don't even know if I did vote, to be honest. I might have not voted at all. But if I did, it was probably the armadillo. But yeah, so the armadillo is now in Minecraft. There's a bunch of thing. Like, it's got one main characteristic. And I forget what's so special about it. But let's see. Let's see what's so special about this armadillo. So let's see. I'm looking it up now. All right. So it's a savanna-dwelling mob that's easily startled. When an armadillo detects a nearby threat, it rolls into a very adorable blocky ball and won't uncurl until the threat is gone. Well, it kind of sounds like a fancy-looking rock right now. Don't know what's too special about it. But what's its special feature? That's what I'm wondering. Apparently, you can tame the armadillo, and then I guess it will just kind of follow you around, but I don't know what its special trait is yet. Hopefully, Sam, you're here now. We got you this time? I think? Nope, still not working. Okay, I don't... Oh, and now that's broken. We're having some technical difficulties today, but when are we not? I think it's, I don't know, let's see if Joe happens to be in the audience, so let's see if he can speak. Joe, can I hear you? Can you hear me?
I don't think you can hear me.
Oh, okay, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Because I hear you. Okay, you hear me. All right, so it's a Sam issue. We're just trying to get that fixed, and Sam will pop on soon. For now, though, Joe, you're our co-host. So we're talking about the armadillo mob here. And the armadillo, we all voted for it a while ago. Did you vote?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. I think Sam did. I don't know who Sam voted for. Maybe go check out that episode. We'll link it at the end. Maybe we'll put it in the comments, too. But I forget, I don't think I voted. All right, anyway, what it is all about, what it's special, there's something special about it. It's like a rock that moves, is practically what it is. I think you can take the armadillo and make armor, or something for your dog. That's what I remember it doing, but let's see if that is true.
Well,
rolls into testing. Oh, yeah, because it's in right now. It's got a cuteness of 11 out of 10, apparently. And its favorite food is spider eyes. Yeah. Oh, here's Hello. Sam.
Oh, there
wow.
you go.
It took you so long.
It said I was talking. But...
Yeah, it was just a little broken. I was like, really? It's me? And I left and I came back and it was still broken. Well, we got three co-hosts for today. Joe's here now. Oh. And I'm not going to kick Joe out.
Wait, no, that's Steven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you mean, guys? That's Steven over there. It's crazy.
Hello.
Oh
god.
Oh my goodness. It was funny. I was like, should we invite Joe on? I was like, Joe doesn't want to come, and now we forced him in. So Sam, the armadillo's a rock. That's what it is. It's a moving rock. What's so special about it?
Just dog armor. Other than
that's
that,
what
it's
I
pretty
said.
Useless.
Yeah, that's what I was pretty sure. Yeah. So apparently you kill it and craft dog armor?
So you get the brush item that you use to like get the gravel from the last update, and you can like pet it kind of, and it just drops it.
Got it. Actually, we might, and I don't want to force him up here, though he was invited. We might have four co-hosts for today. Joseph, do you want Joe two? Joe, not Joe one up
Joe
here
two.
Now. Joe two.
Okay.
Do you want to join in? Because we invited you, but then I forgot to remind you. But if you want, you can. We're talking about Minecraft right now. As we have to keep saying, because we've lost Sam, and then we invited Joe up, and it's been a whole ordeal, though you've missed it. So yeah, that's the armadillo. That's our best description that we're going to get for now. All right, what other topics we got before we move into our big topic? Or our small, a little small topics. No, not in little small. Small short topics. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Small and short.
You're small and short. Well, I was just reciting what you were saying. I didn't say that. Coding Club was today. Mr. Farr likes to say that we only talk about hot pot coding, though if he watched an episode in the past maybe 50 episodes, he would know that's not even entirely true. Also, we played GameKit today. That's why I was saying it, because we played GameKit in Coding Club. I know, crazy. But our big topic, or second big topic, Spotify's AI-generated playlist is almost done and is in testing. We talked about this a little while ago. Actually, I realized our icons... It keeps getting better. Our icons.
Wait, what about Joe? How are we going to get Joe here?
You mean Steven?
How are we going to get Steven here?
You can't. Actually, we can because I have it. Yes, there he is. He's up here. Yes. Yes, I got it. There he goes. For some reason, I got to refresh him. Hold on. I'll get it, guys. I can't figure this out. Joe's
we're
up
so
here. Is I we're normally good. Someone actually complimented me today on Encoding
really?
Club on our streaming skills. He's like, how do you do the editing that well? I was like, actually, it's not editing. It's OBS, so I just press a button and it does it. And he's like, whoa, that's so cool. And I'm like, I know, I'm just kind of like that. All right. So we're talking about Spotify. Yeah, we did a whole episode on this a little while ago, and you could go check that out. I know we're plugging episodes left and right. It's crazy. And basically what we said at that point was it sounds cool. And it still sounds cool. So that's where we got it for now.
Joe, all what right. do you think it sounds?
Joe, how do you think it sounds? Please say
cool.
Thanks, Joe. There you go. all right, let's get into this history fact. Let's throw it onto someone else, not throw it up onto someone else. Here you go. Sam, you do it.
Today in 1995, which was 28 years ago, the AltaVista search engine was launched. It was the first World Wide Web service to gain popularity, and Google didn't overtake it until 2001, which was 6 years after its release.
Whoa.
That's cool. I saw a thing, Google released a video today, speaking of search engines, of they've been around for, I think, 25 years now, it said. People have been Google searching for 25 years. And
how to subscribe to T-SERP.
Who comments to their post of that?
No, that's the Google search.
Oh, the Google search. So the Google search thing, they posted a video. It was a three, why am I looking at the outlier score? Basically, the Google video was released 4 days ago and I missed it. Reddit has 134 million views, all right, and was 25 years in search, the most searched. And then it was the most searched NBA player, the most searched podcast, obviously T-SARP, the most searched stock exchange, obviously NASDAQ. Now I'm just plugging things now. But yeah, so there you go. That's what the video was. Pretty cool. Don't check it out. Watch more T-SARP. And that was it. All right. Let's go to our speed run. Instagram launches customizable add yours templates. Whoa, that's like TikTok. Doesn't TikTok have that with the CapCut?
I think so.
And then like you click the CapCut, click the cap. There you go. I can't even say it right now after saying it wrong so many times. When you click the CapCut template button, then it brings you to a whole new screen where you can add in your photos and videos, and then you can post that. By the way, we got the subscriber count in the bottom right, so if you click subscribe while we're live, it will go up pretty sick.
Remember, at 150, we post a picture of a, what is it?
Nothing if it's not by the end of today's episode. Yay.
Oh.
Which it won't be. Also, click the like button, because when you click the like button, we get happy. And the more happier we are, the better this episode is. Whoa.
I'm so happy right now.
Join the Discord, link in the description, which actually, saying that, has gotten a lot of people recently. I forget how many members we're up to in there. We are up to 41. Pretty good. Pretty
wow.
Good. And what percentage of our subscribers? That's a pretty good, that's almost a third. Almost. A little under. All right. So pretty good, I think. A conversion rate. If this was an advertising firm and we got 132 subscribers and then 41 of those were all converted, that's pretty good. I just went all nerdy marketing on you. All right. What other speed run we got here? We also got, apparently, was it down? It was down today, Gimkit, because I wasn't sure if that was today or yesterday.
It was down yesterday, and they fixed it yesterday, but now reporting is back.
Okay. Yeah, I know that they're having a little trouble, they've been down a few times in the past few months. It's just getting so popular, and it's very hard to scale. But, I mean, the good thing is that's kind of like what do they call those? Like, a good problem to have. And we've had those. Like, I can very well... I know what it feels like, because like it's a good problem to have, because it means you're having so many people want to play, so many people are playing, and it's a problem because they can't play, but at least it's a good problem, like at least people care, you know. Like when we were trying to get to NASDAQ, right, and people were like, well, if they do invite you, how are you going to go? And I'm like, I don't know. At least it's a good problem to have, because at least we're invited, but we don't know how to go. So that's why I can relate. All right, what else? I think that's about it for speedruns today.
Oh, I think Joe would like this one, even though he left. The winter update in Pet Sim 99 is coming tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I want to start playing Pet Sim, just because... apparently it's like investing. So I want to play it because I like to invest. So maybe I'll do it. Wait, what did I see? Did we gain a subscriber and then lose one, or did we lose one then gain one? Because I just saw it change, but I don't know. I saw it change, but it was two. Oh, hey, Steven's in the chat.
Steven,
can you come up? Yeah. Did it go up and then down? Cause yeah, I can't tell.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly,
if you do
happened.
It again, we'll be very happy. I can't tell though, because I lost it. No, it went all around. It went all around. That's what Steven says. You want to be up here or no, Steven? I mean, he could invite himself up, so if he wanted to, he would be up here. All right, what else we got? Oh, we still got Joe's icon up there, up here, even though Joe's not here. let's see. How can I remove? I don't even know. Oh, wait. There we go. All right. Joe's gone. We killed Joe. No, we didn't kill Joe.
Oh, God.
All
he's
right. He's no longer with us, guys. He's no longer with us. All right. What else we got up here? Let's play a hatch game. What hatch game should we play? Or a scratch game? We should get an idea of something that has a lot of inventory. You know, something that we don't need to be like, oh, which one are we doing? You know, that we can just, like, throw up and do.
We should play multiplayer Fall Guys on Scratch.
No. Not even close. No, I mean, like, something we can do every episode that's not, like, one topic, or just, like, a hatch game, because there's not enough hatch games. Something I was gonna say, okay, I'm launching an idea, right? I wanna do that. I wanna release T-Sarp 2.0, okay? The idea is, the great concept, I always brainstorm on T-Sarp, because I think, like, then, I mean, A, it's content, and B, sometimes you can give feedback. But my idea, right, is, like, we have Black Hole, knows everything about GameKit. Literally, the man is in the code every day, like, finding things that no one else can find, all right? We got Steven, that probably knows more Mario stuff than anyone else. All right, we got Joe, who can tell you anything about clones in Scratch and why they're so needed. Okay, there's so many of these people that we know that are really good in one thing, and the aren't hosts.
Wow, that's interesting.
Steven just said, did you know Mario had three girlfriends? I didn't, to be honest. Anyway, where I was going with this is, and I was joking about this before, but now I want to put it into serious effect, all right? I'm thinking, wait, hold on. Before we get to that, I just realized something. Your username on Discord is Andrew greater than or equal to my birthday. And you did that on purpose because that's why you asked me the other day.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I said yesterday. I didn't notice at all that was my birthday. It's 4X plus 21. My birthday is 421. Whoa. Send me a gift, everyone. Wait, when it's one of our birthdays, we have to say you need to like and subscribe because it's their birthday. And if it's mine.
Maybe. Oh, a great idea.
It's a great idea. Anyway, what I was going to say is we should like whenever there's a GimKit topic, we should invite up our GimKit correspondent. Whenever there's a NVIDIA graphics card, someone that specializes in PC hardware, some kid that knows everything about PC hardware because they're out there, bring him up. Yeah, but it's probably better. He's our Mario correspondent. So I want to create a list, right, and bring it up. So then it's even better when Sam or Steven, not just when Sam or Steven can't be here, but if it's like, oh, Steven can't be here. Oh, but, you know, the main topic is, and we actually did this the other day with GimKit, but say, oh, the main topic is, animation. Oh, we got a list of people here, and this guy knows everything about animation. Bring him up, you know, and that's what I kind of want to do. So that's what I'm thinking about. All right. Anyway, what were we going to do before I got on my rant? we were going to play a game, but then we said we shouldn't play games because there's no games to play. Also, back on that correspondent idea, I know a guy. All right. I mean, I'll give him a shout out. Why not? That's how close we are. That's how fingers crossed we are. That's not a saying.
Does not sound right.
Nicholas Brown on Twitter knows absolutely anything about finance news you can do. And say Apple. Oh my goodness, Apple is now, Apple is the most valuable company in the world. Don't think about Apple. Oh my goodness, Tesla is now the most valuable company in the world. You know, invite up our T-Sarp's business correspondent. Oh, look at that. You know, so that's what I'm thinking. That's where the idea came from. Anyway, okay. So we're obviously not playing a game here. Steven sent one, though. Maybe we'll just play this.
It's the Fall Guys.
No. cross out. Not happening.
No.
Someone said we should play GimKit on Christmas. Not a horrible idea. But we're not streaming on Christmas.
I won't be here Christmas.
So, me neither. I meant, like, he said on Christmas, but probably the 22nd is what we'll do. Maybe we'll do a Christmas map or something. Are they going to release like a Christmas map? They should.
They already had the winter update.
They had the winter update, so they're probably not going to.
And they just released a new one.
You're right. I got another GIM too today.
Which one?
What GIM was it? It was, oh, the puffer.
Oh,
Mr. Ferrar
the
had
puffer
it.
Fish?
And then I got, no, not the puffer fish, the puffer
I
jacket.
I know puffer fish.
Was not Steven said, I don't want to spend my Christmas with T-Sarp. No offense.
Why
everyone,
not?
But me neither. I meant on like the last T-Sarp stream before Christmas. All right. We're not playing Fall Guys. So or even especially fake Fall Guys. If we're gonna play Fall Guys, we're gonna play the real one. And we're not gonna play that. Hey, Sesame Street on X just posted, would you go ice skating with Big Bird? The reason I said that is because it's hashtag Fun Fact Friday, and that's not even a fun fact, which is the one weird part. It's a question. But also, we do fun facts, so that's why I mentioned it. And I was scrolling.
It's Fiber Optic
Friday. Oh my goodness, I forgot. All right, everyone, let's explain what Fiber Optics is. Okay, let me find, this is how we're gonna end off the episode, because we're all about memes here at T-Sarp. That's not even a little bit true. Did I get this image? I got the image. Open image, a new tab. Perfect. Let's blow this up. No, not with TNT, with like, oh god, now we're, oh god.
Mr. Farrar's
phone. Mr. Farrar's phone is blown up. All right, look at this. This is a fiber optic cable, everyone. Okay, and this works by sending light through the cable. Okay, this might be how your internet is getting to your house. It's really quick because everyone knows the fastest thing in the universe is the speed of light. So when you send light as data, you get very speedy connections. So that is what fiber optics is, and it's Fiber Optic Friday. Well, thank you all for watching. We will see you here back Monday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Like if you
thank
liked
you,
it,
Andrew.
Dislike if you didn't like it. If you liked it so much and you want to see more, click the subscribe button. Click the notification bell. If you hated it so much, take the link, spread it with your friends, have them all dislike it. No, that's a horrible idea. Right, bye-bye, everyone. Steven, you want to come up here to say bye or no? You're just gonna be down there the whole time? Oh, Steven, say
just
bye.
Down there.
Why bye, were guys. You down there the whole time?
Because I wanted to listen to an episode today.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I've always wanted to do that, too. But that would mean I wouldn't be on it, and that would mean T-Zarp would explode. Well, Steven, the weirdest part is your icon's not showing up, and you just joined the stage. And your icon should show up. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, part two.